Good morning, everybody. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just thinking, since we're like this on Zoom, we just got to just be creative and praising God. But I believe, you know, God knows every heart. He knows every expression. He's a present help. He's right here with us. His love is overshadowing us and pouring into us this morning. His love is covering a multitude of faults and shortcomings.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, his love is not just, you know, erasing over it and not dealing with it. His love is actually healing us and making us whole. You know, he's all those areas where we come up short, the Lord is there for us.
Thank you.
Because he wants us to be more like him. He's drawing us. And so we just thank God today. Hallelujah. Amen. From me, I've been celebrating Jesus for 40 plus years now. You know, so maybe a Pastor Jay has been longer than me. But bottom line is, Jesus has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, every now and then we change. You know, we do some things. We go to the left. We go to the right. Sometimes we even find ourselves upside down. But Jesus never changes. If I was to sing a song today, it would be Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. And so let's look to the Lord right now. Let's look to him. Dear Lord, we're just so glad that you're here with us. We know, Lord, that when we experience your presence, it brings peace. It brings the assurance, Lord, that you hear us. It brings, Lord, just that renewing hope that we're not alone in this situation. We're not alone in this life and the cares of life. And the cares of life sometimes try to just overwhelm us, oh God. It does overwhelm us. Sometimes it seems like we're sinking or drowning, but you came to do us just like Peter. He stepped out on that water, Lord. You told him, say, come. And he stepped out there, and then he saw the waves, and they were just wild around him, boisterous. God, we just will sink without you, because he began to sink when he saw those waves. But you, Lord, you just grabbed him by the hand and lifted him up. And you walked back to the boat with him. And y'all got on the boat with the rest of the disciples. And you rebuked the storm. You told the storm to peace, be still. And the wind stopped and the rain stopped. All the turmoil, the waves just got peaceful. Lord, you're just so amazing in our lives. And so, Lord, I just pray you just take these words of your servant, Lord. I pray, number one, you just wash us all in the precious blood of Jesus. That blood never loses its power. It cleanses and washes us and makes us whole and gives us right relationship with you. Right, we are in right standing with you, Lord. And so may the blood just touch every heart, be applied to every man, to every situation of our lives. And Lord, may the blood again just reveal the power and the truth of your word, the power of the Holy Spirit that's working in each of our hearts and minds. We just love you, Lord. We just need more of you. We just turn to you. We hunger and thirst for the living God. And Lord, you said you would fill us to overflow. And so I just thank you for each and every heart, each and every one that may be absent. For there are others, Lord, that need to hear, especially Gary and Shirley, Lord. I just send a healing word to them. They need to hear your word, Lord. You are able to snatch us out of that situation that we're in and redeem our lives from destruction. And God, I declare that you're doing it right now. Hallelujah. Setting captives free, opening blinded eyes, causing the lame to walk again, Lord. And then those who never knew you, may they know you today in the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can make a difference in our lives. Bless now these words that I may speak of encouragement. And God, I give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been talking about love. That love is amazing because it's not just a human love. It's not just a man-made love. Because that love, sometimes it just falls to pieces. It won't even last. Hmm. But the love of God is an agape love. And that love will love you and love you and love you. And good gracious, you don't even know how to understand that love until you begin to walk with Jesus. But that love is found in 1 Corinthians 13. And Pastor Jesse, he really stirred it up last week. And of course, was it Sister Linda before him? Sister Deanna before him. Just stirred it up, talking about love. Hallelujah. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep God from getting to you.
Amen.
And then me, I'm just thinking about Al Green. And I don't know how many people remember him, but he talked about love too. Because he was talking about love and happiness, you know, and that love and happiness causes what? Us to walk together. It causes us to talk with the Lord together. Being with the Lord is amazing. Love is. And that's my thought today. Love is. And of course, I would begin at verse 3 in 1 Corinthians 13, the Voice Bible, of course, but whatever version you have, just open up, turn to that. The Voice is page 1408. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start at verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 13. And it's just saying, you know, love is, and you can just about put it, well, you can't put anything there, but you can sure put some special thoughts there founded on 1 Corinthians 13. Mm-hmm. Like Al Green was saying, you know, love and happiness. And that was just a surface love with him, you know, but you know, him being a ballad and a romantic, that man could sing, and I could sing it word for word, love and happiness. Love and happiness, yeah. Bringing you together, you know, you a man and a woman, that's amazing love. But, you know, when that love is right, it's really founded on the love of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's founded on his love. Mm-hmm. And that the love will never die. You know, it's just something wrong with the relationship when the love falls to pieces. Because it should not fall to pieces. It should not fall to pieces among the brothers. It shouldn't fall to pieces among the sisters. It definitely should not be a problem when it comes to the family of God. But, you know, of course, the enemy does his little thing. And then we sometimes is the biggest. We are ourselves, me, myself, and I. We are the big problem because we get in there and we try to fix it and do it our way. And Jesus is constantly showing us it's not your way, but it's my way. According to what? Matthew 11 and 28, I believe it is. Taking the yoke of the Lord, taking the things of the Lord and applying them to our lives. The yoke is easy and his burden is light. The life of Christ hid in us makes a difference, church. And so if you have your Bible, it's saying here, I'm reading actually from the Message, but I know it's saying something pretty much similar in the Voice. But I felt that I should share a little bit out of the Message. It says, if I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't have love, I have gotten nowhere. That doesn't mean a hill of beans. Yeah, that's verse 3. Okay. Verse 3, start at verse 3. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, you giving your life, being burned. Good gracious. And I tell you, there's no coming back from that. Only Jesus can bring you back. like he did Lazarus. He brought Lazarus back after he was dead for what, 4 days? After 4 days, he stinketh. That's what the Bible said. He didn't smell so good. But God called him, Jesus called his name out. And he came out of that grave with those grave clothes on. Came out of that. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus, if Jesus had called anybody else, they would have came too. But Lazarus came from the dead after 4 days, and he rose up. So if you're being burned as a martyr and don't have love, something is wrong. You've gotten nowhere. You don't get nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. And you know what bankrupt means? That good old moolah. If you ain't got no money, guess what? You broke. You bankrupt. And it's great. I think God intends for us to have some moolah in this world. He intends to bless us. My God shall supply all your needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. Yes, that's Philippians 4:19. And of course, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. He is my answer. Christ is my answer. But I'm bankrupt without love. What in the world? How in the world can you do anything and you going around backbiting and hating and just not forgiving and speaking harsh to people? You can't. That ain't love. Love is where you're kind and you're tenderhearted. You're forgiving one another. If I don't care if you've been holding that grudge, how long now? How long you been holding that grudge? When you gonna let it go and say, Jesus, you have your way, Lord. You heal me of this. I know I was hurt by this thing, Lord, but you want me to be healed. And so I'm turning it over to you, Lord, and I'm forgiving my brother. I'm forgiving my sister. I want the love of Jesus to flow in me freely. Lord, even as you love me, you love me while I was doing all my mess, just busting, you know, robbing and stealing and lying and busting people in the head. But I know that's me. That ain't everybody, but that's me. I was guilty out there running from bullets. And God took me out that street. He said, ain't you sick and tired of this mess? Don't you realize you're going to be dead or in jail if you don't get out these streets? I'm out there beating up on people just because I knew a little bit of martial arts. I'm telling you, I almost killed a man. But God had mercy on me with his love. That love came in. It stepped in. And it, hallelujah, instead of me being bankrupt and lost and on my way to destruction, the Lord filled my bank account with his love. Hallelujah. His love stepped in. And all he did, I was sitting up in my mama's living room. And the Lord just said, try me. Give me a try. I could hear that small voice saying, give me a try. My mother in there praying and fasting. Hallelujah. Raised 10 children. And some of us were hell raisers. My brother, a hell raiser, speaking and raising hell right in my mama's face. And you know, I wasn't standing for that. I grabbed him, even though he had been to Vietnam. And I walked him out the door and laid him on the ground and told him, I said, don't you ever do that to my mother. That's our mother. And she brought us into this world. And even though our daddy was an alcoholic and a hellraiser, he still provided. He provided for us. So the love of Jesus was working all the time in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the hell. The love of Jesus was still working. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus was right there. The love of Jesus, that's what love is. And I thank God for that. I praise him because I should have been dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't know if anybody else has been through what I've been through, but I know you've been through something in this life. And this life, if you don't have Jesus, this life will take you out of here if you ain't careful. That's why you got to get a hold of Jesus and realize he is the true love that never dies. He never perishes.
Amen.
Like it says here, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for yourself. Hallelujah. Love, that's real love. Love doesn't want what it does not have. In other words, it's not out to get what it wants, and that's it. Love is out to give, 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 and keep on giving. He just keeps on giving. Hallelujah. There's a song about it. He just keeps on giving, and he just keeps on pouring it on. He just keeps on loving me. Hallelujah. Even when I don't love myself, he loves me. He loved me, and what? He gave himself for me. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and this life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He loved me. He loves us. Oh, what a love. What manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons and daughters of the Lord? That is an amazing love, church. And that love never fails. That love never dies. That love never gives up on us. We give up on ourselves all the time. But then the love has to come back and just renew us and restore us and revive us. Hallelujah. Just make us over again, Lord. You have your way, Lord. That's what love is. Love doesn't have a, it doesn't strut. It's not proud. It doesn't have a swelled head. How many of us just have to get that pride in the way? And we had pride and we thought we was Mr. It. We are nothing without him. And without me, Jesus said, you can't do nothing. But love makes the difference. Hallelujah. We are founded on love. That's what Pastor taught us from the beginning. Love and unity and fellowship. Covenant, one with the other, and covenant with God. That's what love is all about. Hallelujah. Doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Me, myself, and I. If you ain't putting me first, then I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But that's not the love of Christ. We put one another first. Let each of you esteem one another above yourself. And when you just bless your brother and sister, guess what happens? You end up blessed. You can't beat God's blessing. Amen. You can't beat his love, no matter how hard you try. The more you give love, the more he gives it back to you. Lord, I just love you today. I bless you today. I thank you today. Hallelujah. And God, whatever ain't right in them, this heart of mine, this mind of mine, fix it with your love, Lord. Heal me with your love, oh God. Yes, Lord, make me over again so that I will be the vessel, the son or daughter that you would have me to be. Yes, Lord. Love doesn't fly off the handle and just lose its cool and then can't get the cool back. Hallelujah. That's not love. That's a hothead. And what does this say about anger? Anger will destroy you. Yes, it will. Anger in the bosom of a fool brings destruction. Love, hallelujah, doesn't keep score on the sins of others. Why am I counting up your sins and the things you done wrong? I know you did it wrong. You know you did it wrong. God knows it, but he's the only one who can forgive it. Jesus has the power to forgive sin only. Of course, when Christ is in us, now we have the power to forgive each other and then to receive forgiveness ourselves. That guilt and shame can take you and bring destruction. It can bring depression on you. It can just make you feel like you are an absolute failure. You will never be nothing. You'll never be no good to nobody. But love says you're a liar, you old depressed, lying spirit, you. You're a liar. I destroy you with my love. Love destroys our hate. Love, hallelujah. Love makes the difference, church. Thank you, Lord. Don't keep score. Don't keep score of the wrongdoing. God already is, he sees it. And his love covers a multitude of faults. How many faults is that? A multitude. Can you count it? How many faults is that? Can't even count it. How many sins has Jesus already forgiven? And how many sins will he forgive today? And how many sins and souls will he forgive and save for tomorrow? His love is so great that what? God allowed him to die for each of us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What kind of life is that? Everlasting life means you live forever with him. Hallelujah. You no more sickness, no more pain, no more evil, no more destruction, no more confusion and lies, no more poverty. Heaven isn't a rich and abundant place. All manner of jewels and treasure and gold. Hallelujah. We haven't seen nothing yet. The waters even glisten like diamonds. Hallelujah. The animals are at peace with each other in heaven. The babies are growing and learning and developing, those that have been aborted. They are even in heaven and they're alive before God. The lover of our souls. Jesus is the liberator. He is the true lover of our souls. God, I thank you. Love, hallelujah, does not revel when others grovel. Love is not gloating when you mess up and when you fall. That's what that's all about. Love doesn't grovel. Love doesn't revel when you grovel, when you make a mistake. When my brother makes a mistake, I got to just show the love of Jesus and help him up, help her up, help her to get it right. Hallelujah. Sometimes they don't even see it, don't understand it, but just pray for them. Pray and just continue to love. And I assure you, God's love will find them and redeem them in a way that we cannot. But then he uses us, little old us, hallelujah, frail human beings. Yes. We are nothing but dust. But he uses us, and he wants to use us for his glory. He delights in using us. He delights in the habits of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. So let's just praise him. Let's just praise him. Yes. Let's just praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's with us. And if he's with us, what? He is more than the whole world against us. Yay, greater is he that's in thee than he that's in the world. Stop looking so much at yourself and start looking to the Savior. Look to the one who is truly overflowing and pouring out love. He is the one. Hallelujah. Love is Jesus, and Jesus is love. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Love puts up with anything. Love takes pleasure, what? In flowering truth. That means truth is all around love, and love is all around truth. Hallelujah. Love doesn't delight in lies and evil and confusion. Love delights in truth, and love spreads truth. Hallelujah. Amen. And truth, what? Makes you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And what kind of freedom is that? A freedom where you're not bound and you're not regretful and you're not sorrowful and you're not just regretting life. Freedom. Hallelujah. Free indeed you shall be. Oh, love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Keep trusting God. Keep depending on God. Keep calling on the Lord. Keep, hallelujah, stay before him. Don't think that the towel, you got to throw it in. No. Take that towel and pick it up. Throw it in the wash machine. Wash it up. Put some of your best softener in it and make it look brand new. Jesus does that with the towels. He makes our towels brand new so we can use them just like they've never been used. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes. And always looks for the best. Love never looks back. Don't look back on your mess. Go on forward. Don't keep wallowing in that mess. My mama always said, she always taught us, Don't go back like a dog eating up his vomit. Yee, that's horrible, isn't it? And I've seen some dogs do worse than that. Don't do it. A cow now, that's different. The cow regurgitates the grass until he makes it into cud and what? Milk. Certain things God has ordained to be, you know. But going back is not the way for us. We got to go forward.
Amen.
We got to go. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Go forward in the Lord. Go on. And you will see that you will never be the same. You'll be the person. You'll be the daughter. You'll be the son that the Lord has ordained. And what? Keeps going on to the end. God, through love, helps us to endure to the end. And the same that endures to the end shall be delivered. You shall be healed. You shall be saved. You shall delight in the Lord in the end. Your reward is amazing. The rewards of love is great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now. And I command that love will prevail in each of our lives, Lord. We all come short. We all make mistakes. We all have sinned,
yes,
and come short of your expectation, Lord. But we confess it before you now. And we receive a refreshing from your love. We receive renewing and healing and new steps, new direction. Hallelujah. New strength, Lord. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. We reject the enemy's mess. We cast it down and we receive newness in Christ. That newness, hallelujah, makes us the new creation that you said we are. Old things are dead and destroyed by the power of the word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the love of God that prevails in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, your loving kindness, hallelujah, oh, and your faithfulness unto us. Oh, bless your people now. Touch lives that we do not know today. Someone is lost, oh God. Someone is hurting. Love, let love find them. Let that love find them, that relentless, undying love, Lord. May it redeem souls today. And we give you praise. We thank you. We bless you. We exalt you, Lord. Touch in the hospitals. Touch in the nursing homes. Touch in the jails. Touch on the street corner, Father. Touch your people everywhere and change the situation in their lives. We send the healing love of Jesus to every life that will open up. Lord, tender that heart. Change that heart. Break up that stony heart and make it a heart of flesh. Make it a heart that says yes to the Lord. Oh, God, I'm willing to give you a try today. And so, God, I receive you as Lord and Savior afresh. And I give you all the praise, Lord. I thank you. And may the Holy Spirit begin his mighty work in each and every life. Hallelujah, transforming us by the power of the word of God and the working of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God's people said amen.
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 And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes.
And all that is within me. Blessings.